We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, Halacha Aleph. There are no paragraph numbers here, but it's the second paragraph where Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation. The previous paragraph was a summary of Torah Lamed Vav and Likutei Moran that he's basing this halacha on. V'zeh b'chinas birchas ha-toyrah. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, we're going to explain the brachos that a Jew makes every single day before studying Torah. She'tzrichin levorech b'chol yoim al ha-toyrah. A Jew is required to make a bracha every single day for the Torah, over the Torah. Kedei lizkois lahamshich oyer ha-toyrah b'bechinas bracha. In order to ensure that the person studying the Torah will be zeicha to draw the light of Torah in a positive, constructive way, in the form of a blessing. B'bechinas, as the Gemara says, Zocho naseloi samchaim. If a Jew is privileged, then the Torah becomes a medicine, an elixir of life for him. Implying, ki b'hatoyro yesh shnei koichos, because the Torah has two powers. There's two possibilities. Zocho naseloi samchaim. If a person is fortunate, the Torah that he studies helps him. It's constructive. It's positive. It's a life-giving medicine, and it gives him good, proper direction. Loi zocho. If the person is not privileged, then the Torah works the opposite way for him. The Torah misleads him. The Torah brings out the bad in him, chas v'shalom. V'al kein tzrichim daika levorech al ha-Torah, and it's for this reason that we make a bracha on the Torah, kedei lahamshich oyer ha-Torah, shu b'b'chinas oyer poshut hanal, in order to draw the light of the Torah, which is in an unformatted state. The term oyer poshut here, we're defining as unformatted light, letzairoi, to shape it and form it, bebechinas bracha, in the form of a blessing. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, zocho naseloi samchaim kanal, that if a person is successful, if a person is worthy, then the Torah becomes a very positive thing for him, a life-giving medicine. V'zeh shemavorchim asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amim v'nosan lonu es toirosoi. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, we'll understand why before we acknowledge that Hashem has given us the Torah, we first mention that Hashem has chosen us from among all the other nations. Ki onu mazkirim bebrocha zu asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amim. We mention this in this bracha, Dahainu shebochar bonu mehem. What we're saying here is that Hashem has chosen us from all the other nations, v'hoitzi oisonu mehem, and Hashem has taken us out of them. We are not in their category. We are very different. What has Hashem taken us out of? Dahainu mimidoisehen umitaivoisehen horois. Hashem has taken us out of their evil characteristics and their evil desires and their culture, their style of life, their the things that they idealize and everything. And by the fact that Hashem has chosen us and given us the ability to remove ourselves from the other nations, to separate ourselves completely from them, Ki amech Yisrael kulam tzadikim, because the pasuk says the entire Jewish nation is a nation of tzadikim. V'chulam bichlal shomrei habris, and the entire Jewish people are included in the category of those who keep the covenant, who keep the bris kodesh. Kemuva b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran. And this is what sets us apart from all the other nations. Dahainu mikol ho'ayin umin, from all 70 nations. Mitayvoisein horois, from all of their evil desires. V'hoikar, the main one is mitayva haklolius shekoileles kol ha'inumim, the desire that encompasses all the evil desires, and it encompasses all 70 nations, kanal, which is this wrong type of desire for women, an unkosher desire for women. And through this, only when we are different and set apart from the other nations, and we are not involved in their taivas rois and midos rois, then Hashem has given us His Torah. Ki ikra kabbalas haTorah huaydeze daiko, because our main ability to receive the Torah in a constructive, positive way is specifically through this. Al yedei she'anu bebchinas muvchorim mikol amim, by us being set apart, different from all the other nations. Dahainu bebchinas kedusha sabris, which refers especially and specifically to the area of tikkun abris, purity in our yichus, how we conduct our relationships with men and women. Umachnien umeshabrim hataiva haklolius, and we break and we subdue this all-encompassing desire. Shehi bechinas klolius ho'ayin amim, which represents all the evil of, it's a composite of the evil of all 70 nations. Aideze daika nosan lanu es toirosoi. This is what assures us that Hashem has given us His Torah, meaning His Torah, a positive, healthy blessing. Ki aideze daika yecholim lekabelas haTorah bebchinas brocha, bebchinas samchaim. Because it's only through this, by being different from the other nations, by not involving ourselves at all in their taivas rois and midos rois, through this, we're able to receive the Torah in the form of a blessing, a samchaim. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is why right after we make that bracha, we expound on it. We say, v'harev noah Hashem alekeinu es divrei serosho befinu. Hashem, please make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Meaning, what are we saying by that? She'anu mevakshim she'tiyeh haTorah mesuka v'areva befinu. We're asking Hashem that the Torah should be sweet and beautiful in our mouths. Dahainu shenizke lekabelas haTorah bebchinas oir mole. What this is referring to is that we're asking Hashem that we should be zeicha to receive the Torah as a full light, a light, a blessing, bebchinas bracha, bebchinas samchaim, a medicine of life. Shezehu bechinas mayim mesukin. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to that as sweet waters, which is also a nickname for shmiras habris, bechinas shmiras habris. The Zohar HaKadosh says a person who keeps the bris pure, then their seed, their zera, is referred to as mayim mesukin. A person who is poigim in bris, their zera is referred to as mayim marir, in bitter waters, as we'll see soon. Ki lehepech chas v'shalom, because if the opposite of this is true, if a person does not set himself apart from the other nations, if chas v'shalom the person chooses to behave like the other nations and be involved in their taivas rois and midos rois and especially pigama bris, loy zocha, then that person's in the category of loy zocha, he is not worthy. Oz hu bebechinas mayin meririn. Then that person is in the category of bitter waters. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us, that when the Jews left Egypt, when they were traveling in the desert, they came to a certain place. V'lo yochlu lishtois mayim mimora. They couldn't drink the waters there, ki morim heim, because they were bitter. And the Zohar HaKadosh in many places uses this terminology, mayim mesikin versus mayim meririn. V'al kein, and therefore, Bechol yoim, every single day, koidem shemaschilin lilmoid velikrois batoira, before we start studying and reading the words of Torah, onutzrichen levorech daiko birchas haTorah, we must make this bracha on the Torah, kidei lizkois lahamshich oir haTorah bebchinas bracha, because by doing it, we're going to ensure that our Torah, the Torah that we're studying, we're going to be drawing the light of Torah in the form of a blessing. Bebchinas samchaim, shezer bechinas mayim mesukim, that's the sweet waters. Bebchinas harev noah, Hashem, please make it sweet. The kanal, as we explained earlier. V'alkein, now you'll understand another very important thing. Right after we make the bracha on the Torah, the rabbis instituted that we should recite a few lines of Torah, so that the bracha is being attached to actual Torah. Which few lines of Torah did they choose? Birkas Kohanim. V'alkein noyagim loymar tekef achar birkas ha-Torah, Parshas Birchas Koyanim. Now you'll understand also why right after we make the bracha on the Torah, the rabbis instituted that we should recite Birchas Koyanim. What is that? Why out of all the portions in the Torah, why don't we say the Ten Commandments? Why don't we say Oz Yashir? Why don't we say Bereshis Bara Lekim? Listen to this. Because this is, Rabbein Azal explains this over there in Likutei Moran very well. Ki Birchas Koyanim, because the concept of the Kohanim giving us a bracha, Zebchinas Shehakohanim Metzairin Ho'or Shehu Komitz Vesosim. This means that the Kohanim are the ones who take the unformatted light that Hashem is pumping out all the time, Shehu Komitz Vesosim, which is very closed, it's very hidden. We can't see what it is, it's totally unformatted. And note, the word komitz is used. Komitz means closed in Aramaic. Komatz is also the vowel komatz, which corresponds to keser, as the Tikkun Ezra says, which is the hiddenness of Hashem's light. Keser is the highest level of light that's so hidden that it seems like darkness to us. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us, the komatz hakohen, that the Kohen is the one who performs this act of kmitza. Now, in the context that it's being used over there, it refers to drawing a certain measure of flour for the Korban Mincha, that the Kohen dips into the flour with his hand, and he takes with his three middle fingers, he fills it up with flour, and he cleans off the sides with the two outsized fingers, and that's called a kmitza. That's called a certain measure of flour. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Torah uses that terminology about the Kohen, the Komatz HaKohen, because the Kohanim are the ones who are special. They are more religious than the rest of us in the area of Tikkun HaBris. They have more requirements in Tikkun HaBris. So they are more of a Bechina of Tzaddik than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, they are the ones who are in a position to take the unformatted light that Hashem gives, which is in the form of komatz, keser, that light, and the komatz hakoyin. The kohen takes it in that form, and he mitzayren oisoy levrocha al yidei berchosam. And the kohanim are the ones who format it, who structure it into a blessing through the brocha that they give us. Because we know the Kohanim are the outstanding members of Klal Yisrael in the area of Tikkun HaBris. They have more stringent requirements than standard Jews. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I've already explained all of this very well in Hilchas Pesach earlier, one of the halachas in Hilchas Pesach that Rav Nosson Zal has is based on this chapter in Likutei Moran Lamed Vov, where he expounds on this a lot. V'alkein nismach parshas birchas hakoyanim achar birchas ha-Torah, and this is why that portion in the from the Torah is chosen to be put right after we make the bracha on the Torah. Every Jew is saying Birchas HaTorah to make it clear that we recognize that the Torah could come to us in two forms, right, left, good, bad. There's Eitz Hadas, Toiv or Ra. There's Das that's Toiv and there's Das that's Ra. So by us making a bracha on the Torah, we're showing that we want our Torah to be in a form of bracha. We're aware that it's a dangerous thing. The Torah is dangerous. It could come to us either way. And we want our Torah to have bracha to it. But we know that we ordinary Jews are not that capable of guaranteeing that and assuring that. Therefore, right after we make that bracha, we introduce the Kohanim to the equation. We recite Birchas Koyanim. And that shows our kesher to the tzaddik, to the tzaddikim amitiim, who are referred to as Koyanim. And by reciting their bracha, that's what's going to ensure that the Torah we're going to study that day is a Torah of bracha. Ki ikar birchas haTorah kedei letzayer ho'or levracha. Because once again, the main reason why we're making these brachos on the Torah is to format the light of Hashem, the light of Torah, into a positive, healthy format. A bracha. Shezeo b'chinas birchas koyanim kanal. And that's the concept of the birchas koyanim. V'ze shehichmiru razal me'oid bebirchas haTorah. Now you'll understand why the Gemara uses extraordinary wording when it comes to the Birchas HaTorah. If a Jew doesn't say that, k'mayshedorshu al posuk, as the Gemara darshins in the Dorim, daf pei aleph, or perik aleph, on a posuk in Yirmiyah, chapter 9, where the posuk says there, al mo ovdo ha'oretz. What caused the land of Eretz Yisrael to be destroyed completely with all of its inhabitants, with the Beis HaMikdosh? So the Gemara says there, Dovor ze nisha lachachomim. This question was asked to the Chachomim, and they couldn't answer it. Nish uvelaneviim, and they couldn't answer it. And veloy pirshua, they didn't elaborate on it. Ad shepirsha hakodesh baruch hu biatzmoi, to the point where Hashem himself had to respond to that question. Shenemar, as the pasuk says there, al ozvom es toirosi, because the Jews left my Torah, v'lo shomu bekoili, and they didn't listen to my instructions, to my voice, v'lo holchu ba, and they didn't follow the path of the Torah. So the Gemara asks, hainu v'lo shomu bekoili, hainu v'lo holchu ba. What's the difference between saying they didn't listen to me and they didn't go in the ways of the Torah? Isn't that the same thing? The Gemara answers, Omar Rav, Rav says, Sheloi berchu batoiro tchila. That the veloi holchuba, when it says they didn't follow the right path, they didn't go on the right path, that's referring to the fact that they didn't make the bracha before studying Torah. Because before a Jew is allowed to study Torah, he first has to make a bracha on it. In order that he draws that light from the beginning of machshava, from the highest place, shehu bechinas kometz v'sosim, where the light is totally unformatted, it's hidden, and he draws it bebechinas bracha. He draws it down into a shape and form of blessing, kanal as we explained earlier. Umachmas shepogmu bazeh, and because of the fact that the Jews at that time did not have the proper respect for the Torah, they treated the Torah like biology or zoology. You make a bracha when you learn biology? No. So Torah is another wisdom. It's another book. This book and that book. So they didn't treat it like a spiritual thing. They didn't know that you have to make a, just like when you're eating an apple, lahavdil. The apple can give you a big stomach ache, or the apple can kill you. If an apple has certain germs in it, certain bacteria, it has worms in it, other things, the apple can kill you physically and or spiritually. Why do we make a bracha on food? Because by making a bracha, we want to be metzayer the oyer levracha. We want that whatever spiritual light is found in that apple, it should be a bracha to us. It should give us health, energy, positive energy, strength, v'chulu v'chulu. Lahavdil. The Torah is also spiritual light, and it can go either way. It can be levracha or leklola chas v'shon. This is why you must make a bracha before learning Torah. Umachma shepogmu bazeh, and because they went against this, v'loy himshichu ha'or bebchinas bracha, and they did not draw the light of Hashem in the form of blessing, ayidei zeh ovdo ha'oretz. For this, the whole Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Ki ze ikar hapegam, because this is one of the most major damages and destructions that a Jew can cause spiritually. When a person is not drawing the light of Torah in a positive, constructive way. And because of that, the Torah, even though they studied Torah, the Torah could not protect them in any way from the Romans, from their enemies. Because they didn't make a bracha first. And therefore, the Torah that they were learning was not a blessing. It wasn't a positive, constructive force. V'alkein of the Horetz. And that's why the land of Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Why? What's the kesher to Eretz Yisrael? Ki Eretz Yisrael hi bechinas malchus digdusha, ki adua. Eretz Yisrael represents the sphira, the midah of malchus, kingdom, the holy kingdom of Hashem, as is known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah. There are many proofs to this. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 4 in Likut Imran. He quotes the pasuk, Ve'eretz miskoimam aloi. The land is what established him, what established his kingdom. That's one reference to Eretz being Malchus. There are many other references. Rab Nosson Zal shows us here, She'oimedes al yud beis bokor, which is supported by 12 oxen, Keneged yud beis shiftei ko, corresponding to the 12 shvatim, Kimavur b'maymer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 36 in Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on. We know that in the Beis Hamikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, he made a mikveh, a special mikveh, which was called Yam Shel Shlomo, the Sea of Shlomo, which was supported on 12 images of oxen. 12 Yud Beis Bokor, it's called, 12 images that supported that yam, that mikveh, which the Koyanim toiveled in. The Koyanim purified themselves in. And the Sifrei Kabbalah referred to, we know the yam, the ocean, is one of the representations of Malchus. There's a pasuk, Kol Hanacholim Hoylchim Alayam. All streams feed into the ocean. Just like when we talk about the Midos of Hashem, all the midos of Hashem feed into the Malchus. The Malchus is the keli, the vessel into which all the other ones feed their light into. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, they are all lights. Malchus is a vessel which receives all of that light. So Malchus is compared to the Yam. Malchus is compared to this Yam that stood on Yud Beis Bokor, just like Eretz Yisrael is divided into 12 sections corresponding to the 12 tribes. Ki Eretz Yisrael nischalko lishneimos or gvulin, because Eretz Yisrael was divided into 12 different boundaries, leyud bei shvatim, among split up among the 12 tribes. Shezeu bechinas shmiras habris kemavur shamamaim ranal. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Torah Lamidvav that the 12 tribes represent shmiras habris. The 12 tribes, the yud bei shvatim, have in their names 49 letters. And those 49 letters correspond to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Eloheinu Voed, which has 49 letters in it, which is the Malchus of Kedusha. That's the declaration of the kingdom of Hashem, which is based on Yesoid. It's based on Tikkun HaBris. Malchus receives its light from Yesoid. And because they didn't make the bracha before learning Torah, and they did not draw the light of Hashem in the form of a blessing, which implies pegamabris, when the light is not in the form of a blessing, it's the opposite of bracha. It's klala, tuma, which is pegamabris. We know that when the world engaged in pegamabris, that's when Hashem cursed the world. Ki hishchis kol basar darko el oretz. What happened? Mabel. Mayim Meririn, bitter waters, destructive waters. Ki Iker Hamshoch Asor Bebchinas Brocha Hu Al Yedei Tikkun HaBris Kanal. Because Rabbein Nizal says over there in Likut Imran, the most important requirement and prerequisite for a Jew to be zeichet to receive the light of Hashem, the light of Torah in a healthy way, in a positive way, is Tikkun HaBris, Shmiras HaBris. If a person is great in everything else but not in Tikkun HaBris, they run the risk of misinterpreting everything they learn, of their Torah railroading them and taking them to the wrong places, Rachmona Litzlan. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei shepogmu bazeh, because the people at that time were pogim in this, the Gemara says, shaloi berchu b'Torah, they did not make the bracha on the Torah, al yedei zeh ovdo horetz, this destroyed Eretz Yisrael, this destroyed the malchus of Kedusha, she'ikar kiyum adaiko al yedei b'china shmira sabris, because the main kiyum of the malchus is dependent on yesoid, tikkun HaBris. The kind of kemuva, as is brought throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, the kanal, and as we mentioned earlier, kemay shekosev, and also as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 37, tzadikim yirshu eretz, tzadikim will inherit the land. What is eretz? Malchus. Who is zoyche to malchus? Tzadikim. Who's tzadik? Tikkun HaBris. The tzadik human denotar bris. The Zohar HaKadosh says the title of tzaddik refers specifically to Shmiras HaBris. Veheim daiko yorshim Eretz Yisrael. Those who have Tikkun HaBris, they are the ones who inherit Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosha, the holy, it's called Eretz HaKadosha, the holy land. Shenishalko liyud bei shiftei ko, which was divided up among the 12 shvatim, who symbolize Tikkun HaBris. They are called mito shlema. We know the Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu had a kosher son and a non-kosher son. He had a Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu had a kosher son, Yaakov, and a non-kosher son, Esau. Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to a pure bed, pure Tikkun HaBris. All of his kids were home runs. All of them were pure. Mito Shlema. That's the Yud Beis Shiftei Ko. V'alkein tzrichin levorech ala Torah b'chol yoim. Okay, so a person would say, fine. So you make this bracha once in your life, you're showing that you want your Torah to be levracha and finished. No, we make the bracha every single day. Ki b'chol yoim mekablim es ha-Torah mechodosh. Because a Jew receives the Torah brand new every single day. K'may shekosev, as the pasuk says, asher onoichi metzavcho hayoim, which I am commanding you today, not yesterday. Yesterday was a different Torah. Every single today is a new association with the Torah. As the Gemara says, b'chol yoim yu b'necho kachadoshim. Every single day, you have to look at the Torah as being new, brand new. V'alkein tzrichen levorech tchila, and this is why, if we're receiving the Torah new, then we have to make a bracha before, kedei lahamshich oir ha-Torah b'b'chinas bracha. Said we're going to receive the Torah as a blessing. V'alkein ikar birchas ha-Torah hu achar hasheno balayla, kemuva b'shulchan aruch. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says that birchas ha-Torah is usually after you've slept at night. There's a whole question regarding the Shavuos. If a person stays up all night, can they make Birchas HaTorah or not? Generally, we say we do. But again, it's following the nighttime when most people sleep. Ki taiva haklolius hanal shehi taiva sniuf, because this evil desire, the tome relationship between men and women, which is referred to as taiva sniuf, he b'china shena, is associated with sleep. B'chinas choyshech shalayla, it's associated with the darkness of night. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, bochanto libi, you tested my heart, pokadato layla, you instructed the nighttime. That's the time that a person is being tested. Ki ikr shoyrosho, mib'chinas shena, tardema, because the main source of this tumah of pegama bris is associated with sleep. deep sleep, tardema. Bechinas vayapel Hashem alekim tardema al Adam. As the Torah says, when Hashem first created woman, he created Chava, he first imposed on Adam a deep sleep, tardema. Vayishon, he slept. Vayikach achas mitzaloisav, and then Hashem took one of his ribs and formed it into Chava. So we see that this whole issue came into existence through sleep. Ki hasheno hi shenistam oyer ho'ainim, because sleep is about closing your eyes. It's about the light of the eyes being closed. K'mayshekosav, as we make a bracha, hamapil chevle sheno aleinai, Hashem who imposes sleep on my eyes. U'mishom achizas hataivonal, and we know that it's in the eyes that this taivas niyuf has the greatest hold on a person. Shehi bechinas pegam ho'ainen, it's referred to as a pegam of the eyes. Bechinas taiva haklolius shel ayin umin. And that's also why the Zohar HaKadosh says that this taiva is koilel all 70 nations, because the word ayin is 70. This taiva is related to the eyes, and the eyes cover everything. All 70 nations, the Rav, all 70 nations. Kimavur b'maim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 36 in Likutei Moran, v'alkein, and therefore, achar hasheino balayla, after a person has slept during the night, tzorech lekabel b'kol yoyim ha-Torah mechodosh, he's got to, now a new day is starting, he's got to receive the Torah new. Dahainu lahamshich oyer ha-Torah b'b'chinas brocha, and to see to it that he's receiving the light of Torah in the form of a blessing, lahachnia taiva ha-klolius shel ayin umim, so that his study of Torah will help subdue and defeat this major taiva that's koilel all the Rav, all 70 nations. Ki onu maskirim, because in the bracha we say, asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, Hashem has chosen us, selected us, separated us from all the other nations. We're not like them. We're not shtufei zima. And this helps us to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Jewish nation, Shehem Muvchorim Mikol Huamim, who are chosen from among all the choicest of all the nations. Kihem Kedoshim Utahirim, because the Jewish people are holy and pure, Umikachinatsma Mitaiva Zukanal, and we try to sanctify, to purify ourselves from this taiva. Ukamashakosu, as the Pasuk says, the Amech Yisrael Kulam Tzadikim. The entire Jewish nation is a nation of tzadikim, are capable of being tzadikim. And that's why after we say that, if we are different from them, then we can receive the Torah. Then our Torah will be a Torah of blessing. And with this we'll understand the significance of the fact that we receive the Torah on Shavuos. After first going through 7 weeks shivanikiyim, 7 weeks of purification, like a woman who wants to purify herself for her husband goes through 7 days, we go through 7 shabbosim, 7 levels of purity to remove ourselves totally from the tumah of Mitzrayim, the zima. Al yedei shemekatshin atzmo mikoidem, by first purifying ourselves, umafrishim atzmo mitaiva zois, and separating ourselves from this taiva. Kamei shekosuv, as the Torah says, heyu nechoinim l'shloishes yomim, prepare yourselves for 3 days, al tikshu elisha, do not be in close proximity with women. And with this preparation, this asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, being different from the other nations, being pure, that enables us to receive the Torah and Shavuos via Moshe Rabbeinu, shehoya kodosh uporush legamri, who was holy, and he was the one who Hashem set him vato poi amoidi modi. He separated himself permanently from his wife. He was the only Jew who was on that madrega. Kemavur b'mayim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Lamed Vov. ki kol echot mi Yisrael zoiche lekabel ha-Torah ayde Moshe Rabbeinu. Because each and every single Jew is capable and receives the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Al yidei sheniskachu kulam beprishas taivazu begimel yomanal. By the fact that all of us tried on our level to purify ourselves regarding this taiva by separating ourselves from our wives for that 3-day period. Vazai mekablim kulam ho'er bebchinas brocha kanal. And that made it that all of Klal Yisrael received the Torah as in the form of brocha. Vze bechinas. Now you'll understand something very interesting. We find that Hashem, in the Aseres HaDibrois, Hashem first started speaking. He said the first two commandments. He blew everybody away. All the Jews died. Their souls left them. And then Hashem saw he lost his audience. He brought us back. He sent down Malachim to restore us with the dew of Tchias HaMesim, to bring us back to life. And as soon as the Jews realized what happened, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber ato imonu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us, v'nishmo, and we'll listen. V'alidaber imonu elikim. We don't want Hashem talking to us anymore. Pen nomus, because we're afraid we're going to die permanently. Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Yisrael hoyu chafetzim yoiser lishmoya mipim Moshe, look at this. You ask any Jew today, who would you rather hear it from? From Hashem himself or from a tzaddik? Who needs the tzaddik? You know, the world has a big problem with that word tzaddik. Big, big problem. If only Hashem left that out of Judaism, everything would be easy. It'd be all smooth. And there wouldn't be machlokes, chasidim, misnagdim. But the Jews at that time, the Doer Deya, the most knowledgeable Jews that ever lived, they were on a higher madrega than the Tanoim and Amoroim, they knew. They preferred to receive the Torah via Moshe Rabbeinu than to get it from Hashem. Why? Because when a person is hearing it directly from Hashem, and the light that Hashem is broadcasting is totally unformatted light. It's oyer poshut, it's comets. No shape or form whatsoever. No tzimtzumim whatsoever. In order to process that kind of light, the Jews had to be on the highest level of holiness and purity, kedei letzayer ho'er bebchinas brocha, in order to format that light into a blessing. V'alkein, and therefore, Yisroel choshishu, the Jews were concerned, they were doubtful. Shema ein lanu adayin ze akoyach lam shechoy rabom yeshem yisbor b'yatsum b'chinas brocha. Maybe we're not yet on the level, maybe we're not holy enough yet to be able to format the light coming directly from Hashem, which is the highest possible unformatted light possible, to format into a bracha. Avol kisheyenim shachayde Moshe. But if Hashem will first broadcast to Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu kodosh uporush gadol moed, who we know is on the highest level possible of holiness and precious, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu will definitely not have any problem at all in formatting that light of Hashem into bracha. And once Moshe Rabbeinu has put the light through a phase one filter, he's filtered it. He's processed it, he's formatted a little bit, because the light came down already a little bit. From Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu is a step down. And it went from the mouth of Hashem to the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Azai kvar hem yecholim yoiser lekabel ha'or bebchinas brocha, afal pi she'en kiddushosam gavoya kol kach. Then, even if the rest of the Jews weren't perfect, we weren't on the highest level of holiness, once the Torah came down a level, once that light came down a major level, and Moshe Rabbeinu did some formatting to it, we stand a much better chance And us being able to take it from there, format it from there, lebracha, then chas v'shalom, if we skip that step, if we leave Moshe Rabbeinu out of the equation. Now listen to this. Ki af al pi, shegam kisheshoimim mipi hatzadik ho'emes, yefsher gam kein lekabel dvorov v'b'chinas brocha, b'chinas samchaim, kiim al yidei shmiras habris. Because even though Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that when people come to a tzaddik and they're listening to his words, according to the tikkun habris of the students, that's what will determine whether they receive the words of the tzaddik properly, correctly, or whether they misinterpret it, or whether the Torah ends up going the other way on them. So we see from there that even when you're receiving from the tzaddik, there's still a major requirement of tikkun habris that's going to determine how you are shaping and formatting the Torah that you're getting from the tzaddik to be a bracha for you. Kimavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there. Where is that? Kimavur b'mayim ranal, as is explained over there in Torah Lamed Vav. Kigam divrei hatzadik be'erech hahamoinam heim bebchinas oyer poshut. Because even the words of Torah of the tzaddik compared to the rest of the people is considered to be like unformatted light. It's keser. Compared to us, anything he's beaming out is you know, keser. Afal pikein, but still, kvar hu benokel yoiser lekabel hor bebchinas brocha, it is still a little bit easier to be able to receive that light as a brocha, aydek tzas kedusha. If we at least strive to purify ourselves a little bit, me'achar she'afal pikein kvar nitztayer ho'er k'tzas b'pi atzadik ha'kodosh she'kibel or mi'pi elyon. One, because of the fact that the light has been formatted a little bit already by the tzaddik who received the light originally from Hashem, totally unformatted. And he did, the tzaddik started formatting it. V'tziroi le'toivu le'brocha. And the tzaddik formatted it in a good way, as a blessing, through his great holiness. So therefore, Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Omer Yisrael, that's why the Jews said, Daber ata, Moshe Rabbeinu, you give it to us. V'aydaber, tell Hashem not to talk to us. Pen nomos, because we're afraid it'll kill us. Because if we will not be worthy and succeed in receiving the light in the form of blessing, the Gemara says, when you're not getting it as a blessing, you know what you're getting it as? You're getting it as poison. Poison, deadly poison. Because the Jews at that time did not consider themselves that holy that they're worthy and they're ready to receive the light directly from Hashem and they'll format it and shape it into a bracha. Whereas receiving it via the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, benokel yoiser. It's much easier, letzayer ho'er levrocha, to shape, to format that light in a form of bracha, al yidei kedusha k'tzas. If we have at least a little bit of holiness, if we're trying a little bit on our level to be pure. Because the light already went through a phase one of formatting, of shaping it, of guaranteeing that we won't mess it up, we won't turn it into a klola chas v'shon. V'alkein, and this again is one of the very important reasons why tzrichen linsoya letzadik o emes v'lishmoya mipiv daiko, why it's so important to go, to travel, even if a person has to travel to a tzaddik, to travel to, it's bittul Torah, it's hours or days of travel. And a person can't keep up his regular shiurim, usually while he's traveling, like when he's not traveling. But still, Rabbeinu Zal says in several places in the Likutei Moharan that a Jew must travel to the tzaddik and to hear the words from his mouth. What do you mean? I'll read the book. What's wrong with reading the Sefer? Ki oz yochol lekabel ha'or bebchinas bracha. Because when you're hearing the Torah from the tzaddik's mouth, then you're receiving it in the form of bracha. Me'achar shekvar nitztayer k'tzas bepiat tzaddik. Because of the fact that the Torah has already been formatted and shaped in the mouth of a tzaddik. V'zeh bechinas, this is what the Mishnah says in the first chapter of Pirkei Avos. It puts two things together that seem to be unrelated. It says, Aseh lecha rav, make for yourself a rabbi. And then it says, V'histalek min hasofek, and avoid doubts. Ki kol zman sheloi nitztayer ho'or ho'elyoin, because when Hashem is beaming out light, but the light is totally unformatted, that light is in the form of suffix. It could still go either way. It could veer right or veer left. We don't know anything yet about it. So we have no grasp in the light when it's in that shape and form. And through the true rabbi, the true tzaddik, nitztayer ho'er bebchinas brocha kanal. He's the one who has the ability to take the light of the Torah and shape it and form it in a form of bracha. We know, just to make this a little clearer, a person would say, you know, what's he talking about here? I don't understand. You open up a chumash, or you open up a gemara or a shulchan aruch, what kind of bracha, where's the klala there? We know that there are many people who learn chumash and consider themselves to be professors in Chumash, and are mechal Shabbos, smoke on Shetu, all kinds of things. They don't find the contradiction. They haven't discovered yet where in the Chumash it says anything about smoking, other things. So we're talking about even in the Torah itself, there are so many different ways of misinterpreting and taking it the wrong way. And again, there are people who misinterpreted the halacha. There are people who thought that they saw somebody on Shabbos in danger and they wouldn't pick up a phone. And they allowed the person to die, not knowing that even though it says don't pick up a phone, don't do this, there's another place where it says, but a Jewish life overrides everything. So I'm saying in the Torah itself, a person could be learning and learning and learning incorrectly. There are so many different ways to get it wrong. And the only way that a person could be sure they're getting it right is if they're receiving it via the true tzaddikim. Moshe kibel Torah misinai u'mesor liyoshua v'yoshua. That masoiris of Kedusha, that Torah shebal peh, that kesher to the true tzaddikim in every single generation. V'zehu aseh lecha rav v'stalik min hasofek. And that's why it says, make for yourself a rabbi, and then the Torah you learn, the light you receive from Hashem, will not be sofek, it'll be vadai. The rabbi, if you have the right rabbi, he gives you clear direction in life, clear definition in halacha, in musar, and everything. V'zehu, and this is why the Mishnah continues and says, v'al tarbe la'aser umodois. And don't make too many calculations. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. I'm sorry. Val tarbe la'aser umodois. Don't give meiser in the form of an umda, an approximation. Umda means approximately, without defining it, without being exacting. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki meiser. Till now, we've been talking about the Kohen, remember? The Kohen is the one who receives the unformatted light from Hashem, and because of his Kiddush and Tikkun HaBris, he can ensure that it won't be in the form of Klol anymore, it'll come in a bracha. But Meiser goes to the Levi. Zeh bechinas tziur ho'er levracha. And that represents another stage of shaping the light into blessing. Kemuva behilchas Pesach anal, as Rav Nosson Zal explains elaborately in the Hilchas Pesach that he quoted earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains how this works, the Kohen, the relationship between the Kohen and the Levi. Ki truma ein lo shir. All of you who have learned Chumash, Gemara, know that regarding the mitzvah of truma, the portion of the grain that we give to the Kohen, there is no midoraisa, there is no amount. The Torah does not specify any fixed amount. How much can you give him? The Gemara uses the expression midoraisa, chito achas poteres sakeri. You can have a pyramid of wheat that has 15 tons of wheat. If you take out one kernel of wheat and give it to the Kohen, you have fulfilled your obligation of truma midoraisa. The rabbis came along afterwards and they said that the word truma is trei mea, 2 from 100, 2%. They added a rabbinical requirement that even when it comes to the truma, even when it comes to truma to the Kohen, we stick within certain parameters. But even there it says that a person who has a good eye will give 1 from 40, a person who has a medium will give 1 from 50, and a person who has a bad eye will give 1 from 60. So we see that truma is not so defined. Ein loy shir v'nitenes la'kohen, and it's given to the Kohen. Ze bechinas oyer ho elyon, that represents that high level light, shehu komitz v'sosim, which is totally hidden, closed. The keser, the komatz, we said, bechinas v'komatz ha'kohen, as the pasuk says, the Kohen is involved in the light when it's in the state of komatz, still very hidden, unformatted. V'alkein ein lo shir. And therefore, the portion we give to the Kohen is unformatted. No amount. The Torah doesn't put an amount on it. Ki adayin ein shom bechinas tziur. Because when it's by the Kohen, it has not yet been shaped completely. Shehu bechinas shiur v'tzimtzum, which means measured, a specific amount. Whereas u'maiser, when it comes to maiser, lelevi, that goes to the Levi, shehu bechinas tzere. The Kohen is komatz, the Levi is tzere, which means letzayer, to shape and format. V'alkein, yesh lo shir. And therefore the amount that we have to give to the Levi, the Torah is very specific, 10%. Kish shom nitztayer ho'er, because there the light has already been fully formatted. V'alkein tzrichen liten ha'maiser b'medido daiko v'loy mu'umad. And therefore the Torah says when it comes to giving maiser, don't do me no approximations. Very, you make sure you measure it, you weigh it. V'loy mu'umad. So that we're formatting that light, we're making sure that it's being formatted exactly into a bracha through that measurement. Whereas an approximation, that's further away, that's a higher level, the elyon, that's a higher spiritual level, than when something takes on a shape and form, al yedei medida, through measuring. Therefore, when we get up to the Levi, when we're giving Meiser, it's got to be a measured, calculated amount. And this is why the Mishnah puts all three of these things together. Look how it fits now. Because it's all one. It's all about taking the light from its original form. The Rav, the Tzaddik, gets the light in its original, totally unformatted form. And with his Kiddush and Tikkun HaBris, he starts bringing it into a form of shape. And through that, we avoid Safek. We're no longer in the realm of Safek, good and bad. But then you have to know that you have to take it another level of shape and form. And you have to try to, the Talmud has to be Mekadesh himself to try to work. People always ask this question. They say that the impression they get from Rabbeinu Zal's forum is that the tzaddik does everything. So I can do whatever I want, basically, right? This is one of the places where he shows definitely wrong. Because even the light that's coming from the tzaddik is unformatted to a degree. And according to the keli that you have, according to the vessel you prepare, that's going to define how well you receive the light of the tzaddik, livrocha veloy leklola, to be able to interpret his words correctly and to be able to use it to grow. We see by the great tzaddikim that there are many students that come to them and fall away. Well, a person would say, how does that happen if he's receiving the light of the tzaddik? The answer is because a lot has to do with the keli that you prepare through your own kedusha, tahara, toira, tefila, mitzvah, ma'asim tovim. Ki ikar bechina shvuas Huavidei Bechina Sanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the whole concept of the holiday of Shavuos is based on what we're talking about in this halacha. Al Yidei Sheyotzim Migolus Mitzrayim, by leaving the exile of Egypt, Shehi Erva Saoretz, Taiva HaKlol Yisrael, which was the ultimate center of Znus and Arayas and everything, Egypt. Because throughout the 49 days of Sfira, we're purifying ourselves. And through this, we're entering into, we're becoming part of the 49 letters in the names of the Shvotim, the holy tribes. They represent Kedusha Sabris. As Rabbeinu Zal explains, over there in Torah Lamed Vav, Ukimavur Kol Zeh Behilchas Pesach Hanal. And as Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this a lot in Hilchas Pesach, V'zeh Bechinas Ma Shemenadedin Sheino Meinayim B'Leil Shavuos. Now you'll understand also why we have the custom to avoid sleep completely on the night of Shavuos. The Arizal speaks about this, and all the tzaddikim speak that this is a very, very important thing. If a yid can be zeicha to do this, and to prepare for it the right way, to make sure if a person has to take a nap on Erev Shavuos, whatever they need to do, because this is the night of the year. This is one of the most important nights of the entire year, where if a Jew is zeicha to stay awake physically, not to let himself fall into sleep, it puts a tremendous bracha of tikkun habris, shmiras habris on him for the whole year. Kedei leshaber ulahachnia bechinas ayin umen, in order to destroy and to subdue completely the ra, the evil of the 70 nations, sheheim nechozim bebechinas shein al hoenayim. They draw their power from sleep overtaking the eyes. And if a Jew is zeicha to stay up during the night, then in the early hours of the morning, his neshama experiences kabbalas haTorah, shehu bechinas ayin ponim leTorah, which is the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 lights of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah. And this is also why we have a custom in one of the meals of the holiday of Shavuos to eat dairy, the morning meal, bebechinas dam nekar v'nase cholov, kemuva, as is brought in all Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, that milk represents purity of tikkun habris, because pigam habris is blood, dam nida, the impure types of blood. When blood is elevated, it's converted, the red is converted to white, to whiteness. White always represents purity. Sheze bechinas kedusha sabris, kemuva, that represents kedusha sabris. Veze bechinas, and this is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, chapter 5. Einov keyoinim alafike mayim, roi chatzois becholov. His eyes are like doves at the waterfalls, bathed in milk. Einov keyoinim, his eyes shine brightly, purely. Zebechinas ayin ponim laTorah. That refers to the 70 lights of the Torah. Ayin, the einayim of kedusha. Veze alafike moyim, and that's why it says where the water flows. Haynu meme haTorah, referring to the waters of Torah that flow. Veze zoichen daicha al yidei kedusha sabris. How is a person zoicha to the 70 lights of the Torah, 70 faces of the Torah? Through purity and bris, shubchinas dam nekar v'nasa cholov, which is the conversion of the blood to milk. V'zehu roi chatzois becholov, bathed in milk. V'zehu, the pasuk continues there, yoisheves al miles. Ze bechinas oir mole. Miles means full, which represents a full light. The word mole, mile, means full. The opposite of that is pogum, defective. Pegam is the opposite of mole. So here the pasuk says, al miles. We're talking about a fullness, a tikkun, not pegam. Ki oz mekaplem es haTorah bebechinas oyer mole. Because when a person has this preparation, the tikkun habris, the staying up during the night of Shavuos, then they're zoicha to receive the light as a blessing, as oyer mole, bebechinas brocha. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there, l'choyov ke'arugas haboisem. The cheeks are like furrows of perfume. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says there, ponim mazbirois lahalocha. This refers to the ability to explain Torah properly, clearly, so that the students that are listening understand the Torah correctly. Hainu bechinas anpinehirin. This is the concept of a face that shines with the light of Torah. Again, it's giving off light, not confusion, not darkness, not gray. It's a clear light. Bechinas ayin ponim l'toyranal, shezoichan l'kapel ayidei kedushas habris. This is the 70 interpretations of the Torah which a Jew can be zoche to receive through tikkun habris. Now Rav Nosson Zal comes back to address that question he asked earlier. V'zehu v'loy holchubo. Remember, we quoted the pasuk about Hashem destroying the land of Eretz Yisrael because the Jews didn't listen to him and they didn't go in the path of Torah. V'dorsh razal al zeh sheloy berchu b'Torah tchila. And the Gemara says, what is v'loy holchubo? What does it mean they didn't go in the path of Torah? They didn't make a bracha before learning Torah. Meaning, dehainu sheloy himshichu ha'or bebchinas bracha. Meaning, they were not zeichet to draw the light of Torah upon themselves in a positive, constructive way, in the form of bracha, which would have happened if they would have said the birchas haTorah. V'zehu merumas beposik v'loy holchuba. This is what's hinted to in those words. They didn't go in the path of Torah. Because when a Jew is zoicha to receive the Torah properly from a tzaddik, where he's receiving it lebracha, bebchinas bracha, bebchinas samchaim, zehu bebchinas halicha, then that Jew is walking the path. That Jew knows where to go and how to go and when to go. Sheholchim al yedei haTorah. Bedarche Hashem. That person's knowledge of Torah leads him to walk in the path of Hashem. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tzadikim yelchu bom. That Tzadikim go in the path of Hashem, the path of Torah. Bom, the beis is Bereshis, the mem is Me'emosai, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh. Yelchu daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word that's used there, to go. Shezeo bechinas samchaim. That's the concept of where the Torah is a medicine of life for the person. V'alkein v'loy holchuba. And this is why those Jews who did not make the Birchas HaTorah, they did not go in it. Merames sheloy berchu b'Torah tchila, because they didn't make that bracha first. V'loyim shichu ha'or b'b'chinas bracha samchaim. They did not draw the light of Torah upon themselves as a healthy, positive thing. B'chinas halicha, which is referred to as going. Go bechinas tzadikim yelchubam. Tzadikim go in the path of Torah. This would obviously also explain why the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal's magnum opus, begins with the pasuk Ashrei Temimei Derech Haholchem B'Toras Hashem. It doesn't speak about learning Torah. It says Haholchem B'Toras Hashem, because again, he's introducing the teachings of a tzaddik. And the point that's being made here is that it's only when a person is zoche to receive the Torah in a bracha, in the form of a bracha. How? If he has the proper kelim, the proper vessels. How do you, by being mekadish himself, metar himself. And the tzaddikim are the ones who have purified themselves so that they're receiving Torah's Hashem, Hashem's Torah, in a form of bracha, and they could pass it on to us also in a form of bracha. We know that this applies even on a further level. We have the concept of a rabbi and a student. The Arizal, for example, told, when he was about to pass away, he said that none of his students have the right to publish his works or to publicize his works, to teach his works, except one, except Reb Chaim Vitalzal, because he was the one who the Arizal said had received the teachings of the Arizal properly, completely properly. He was the one who was qualified to transmit it, to pass it down to the next level. In the case of Rabbeinu Zal also, we see this by many. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai umesoro liYehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu had many. What happened to everybody else? The answer is there's a Yehoshua who is the closest one to the tzaddik. He's the one who is best qualified. He's the one who understands the tzaddik best and is a position to pass it on to generations. In the case of Rabbi Nissan, in the case of Breslov, it's a known item among all the traditions of Breslov that those who want to understand Rabbi Nissan properly, those who want to get a real appreciation for the Likutei Moran, the Sipurei Maisis, all the Sforim of Rabbi Nissan, it's only through the teachings and the eyes of Rabbi Nosson Zal. Rabbi Nissan testified about him that he was the one who he gave smicha to, he was the one who he said, without him there wouldn't be a page of my teachings, etc. That he's the one, if we look at the teachings of the Tzaddik through his eyes, we have the best chance of not misinterpreting the teachings of the Tzaddik. Because we see, unfortunately, even today, there are people who learn Rabbi Nizal's teachings, they learn one chatter, and they take certain things out of context sometimes, and blow it up, and that's the whole thing, and it doesn't necessarily give an accurate presentation of what Rabbi Nizal was about. Rabbi Nizal's teachings are hundreds of shiurim. It's not just one or two things. It's not one or two avoidas. It's not only his spiritus. It's not only dancing. It's not only learning. It's a combination of all of these. And it's only in that manner. And again, a person who studies Rabbi Nosson Zal's teachings, person gets that wide-angle view where he shows the person everything they need to be matzliach, to really be successful. Hold it over here.